This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. This is the last part of a message I preached a couple weeks ago, is what you've tuned in here today. This is WGOD Radio, where you're going to hear the truth of the Word of God. We are in Mark chapter 9. We're looking here this week at the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is found in the gospel of, well, it's in Matthew chapter 17, Mark chapter 9, where it says the Lord Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John and led them up into a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his raiment became shining, exceedingly white as snow, such as no fuller on earth can whiten them. This word transfigure, it's the Greek word metamorphe, sometimes translated transformed. And actually, you and I are commanded to undergo the same thing. Where's that in the Bible? Romans chapter 12, verse 2, where we're commanded in the imperative, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, metamorphe, change forms. Be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind, is what he says. This is what we're looking at here today, the transfiguration. The Lord changed forms right before them, and they caught a glimpse of the true revelation of the Son of God. Awesome text. That's what we're looking at. This is the last part now. Once again, this weekend, I invite you out to Island Community Church, 1000 North Banana River Drive, Sunday morning. We're looking at what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world, Mark chapter 13. Love to see you. Here's the last part of this message now, the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus.
The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. This book is alive. Spend time in this book. Make it your life. It will transform you. It'll shatter your addictions. What are you addicted to today? Whatever it is, God is the great addiction breaker, and He shatters addictions. Join me. Be addicted to the Word of God. And you don't need 300 Bibles. Take one and read it and fall in love with the Word and do what it says. Amen. Ask my UPS delivery man. He'll tell you. Let's look at one other thing today. Let's look at what being transformed is not. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Now in this text, kind of tough because we're coming into the middle of a context issue here. Let me say this. Paul's defending himself against some people in Corinth. Let's pick it up in verse 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 12. He says, but what I do, I will also continue to do, that I might cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are, and the things of which they boast. Verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers. Now look what it says. Notice the English word again. Transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Notice I said, here's the English word again. False apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ, or into the apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed or transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. There you have it. Three different times in these verses. It appears to say that even Satan himself is able to transform himself into somebody different. Let me explain this. First off, what an astounding statement this is. That people right beside you in church, people on your left, people on your right, people sitting in front of you and behind you, some people have transformed themselves into angels of light right next to you. Ron, I don't remember about you. I think I've seen you before. You never know. You never know who it is. Here today, Satan has transformed, or he's masquerading himself as somebody good. Demons in disguise. See, he's got no pitchfork and tail. No, he masquerades himself as somebody righteous. All right, how can you tell the difference then? If Satan transforms into an angel of light, and if hissing demons can transform into those nice, pretty little angels you see in the Christian bookstore, stretched out so a little kid doesn't fall off a cliff. How can you tell the difference then? Answer. Matthew chapter 7, verse 20. Jesus said, you will know them by their fruits, works. That's how you can tell. When you can't tell, look at the end result, what someone's doing. When you go around breaking up churches, sowing discord wherever you go, the evidence speaks against you. Remember what I always said. Please, write this down. The Holy Spirit unites. Satan divides. When you're uncertain, wait for the smoke to clear and look and see what's been done. The Holy Spirit unites people. That's what he does. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of us all, above all, through all, to all. There is one God. The Holy Spirit brings us all together. Satan is the great divider. So when you're uncertain about people, look at what they do. Do they sow discord among brethren? These six things the Lord hates, seven are an abomination to him. Are you a habitual liar? Do you break up churches where you go? Or do you unite people where you go? Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference. And Jesus knew that. And he said, by their fruits, you'll tell them. Fruits won't lie. That's how you tell the difference. Now, as for the Greek word here, transform, fascinating. This is a different word. This is the word metaschema. Now remember before we looked at metamorphe, change forms. This word is metaschema. Meta, change of condition. Schema, you'll never guess in 1,000 years what this word means. It means appearance. Appearance. Or a schematic diagram, right? It's a picture. A diagram. Change appearances. It's like Eric over here. Eric, for nigh on 25 years, has had a beard. He doesn't have one right now. It's changed his appearance. But he's the same old child of God on the inside, servant of the Lord. He's changed his appearance. Satan changes his appearance. Shave off a mustache. Grow a perm. Change on the outside. Demons, and these demons in Satan, changes outward appearance. You change inward appearance. And he can't do that. That's the difference. This Greek scholar I like, Spyros Zadiadi, says, if one is to change a Japanese garden into an Italian garden, that would be metaschema. But if one were to change a garden into a baseball field, that would be metamorphe, getting a facelift. You see, Satan can only change appearances, but you change on the inside. So I want you to see the difference between us being commanded to be transformed and the transformation that Satan undergoes. He can only change his appearance to you, but inside, he's the same old stinking devil. How can you know the difference? You'll know them by their fruits. The Lord Jesus changed from the inside out, a real metamorphosis. And that's what happened on the Mount of Transfiguration. The disciples caught a glimpse of heaven and saw the awesome splendor of the King. And someday soon, you too will be changed. Glorious day, huh? 1 Corinthians 15:51, he says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we will all be changed. It'll all happen that fast. My question to you is, are you ready? Are you ready? Matthew 13:43, and I'll leave you with this verse. Ron, I'll ask you to go and start that last song for me. It just says, then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. My encouragement to you today, friends, spend time in the Word. Instead of being addicted to other things in this world, worldly things, be addicted to the Word of God. Let this be your addiction. Let this be your passion. And to use one of my favorite sayings, if in fact it is, look out, world. Lord, we praise you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio, and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.